Paul T. Carr built the station in 1932 as a Phillips 66 station. For years, Mr. Carr also ran a Pontiac dealership here. The small station served the Cuba community and a multitude of Route 66 travelers. The Wallace family, in conjunction with Viva Cuba, honors the memory of Bill Wallace, who lost his battle with melanoma in 2001. The first panel features a vintage Highway Patrol car and a trooper assisting a motorist. It honors the Missouri Highway Patrol's 75th anniversary in 2006. Bill Wallace was a member of the Masters Association, which assists survivors of troopers who died in the line of duty. The center panel features Mr. Wallace and his beloved 1966 Stingray Corvette at the station as it looked during the 1970s. The third panel is a station scene based on an old photograph. It shows Mr. Wallace involved in a station promotion that includes his four children. He was never happier than when he was in a group of kids. Logos on their t-shirts and hats show some of the organizations that were important to Mr. Wallace. New Haven, Missouri artist Ray Harvey, commissioned to do the mural, has his own memories of the corner station. My family usually stopped in the Cuba station on our way back from my grandparents' farm in Mount Vernon, and I think soda was 15 cents. My dad always filled our 1963 Fairlane with gas before the last leg into St. Louis. It's just so ironic that my work has brought me back to this place, Mr. Harvey said. Enjoy the ride through Cuba.